as a pastor, I get up and preach Sunday mornings, and the things I preach about, oftentimes I'm like, I'm probably the one that needs to work on this the most. You know, it's not like, oh, okay, we're going to talk about these things now. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about, you know, faith and business. And the reason that we get or qualified to talk about this is because we have this all down pat.
That's though where in leadership, you still have to step up. Even if there's areas you need to work on, you still, as a leader, you say, you know what? I have to work on this, but I'll step into the ring. I'll learn, I'll grow, and I'll do my part.
You know when you won't have to work on these things?
When I'm dead, probably.
When you're dead. Because the reason we have to work on things consistently in leadership and in our marriages and things in life that we have to work on is because we're alive and we're human. We're all prone to just drift downstream. Everything in life that you want that's on the other side of great is always uphill. Like, you have to consistently paddle. And sometimes we get a little bit of tired paddling, and so we just put the oars in the boat and we sit there, and then we find ourselves back in the same place we were, you know, 2 miles ago. And you're like, I just saw that rock a little bit ago. Well, it's because you stopped paddling. And so sometimes we need a reminder, and I need to remind myself, put the oars back in and just paddle, paddle.
Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
Welcome back to another episode of the Smarter Roofer Podcast. My name is Owen Trock.
And I'm Elias Raver.
Today we're going to talk about marriage, faith, and business. Can you actually win in all three? So you can build a great company and yet fail as a husband, a father, or even maybe in spiritual life, that can become lacking. So what does winning really mean?
I mean, if you want to win at all aspects of this, faith is foundation. Having God in your life and understanding that you have a creator. Without getting too preachy on here, but I think getting preachy is a little bit important sometimes, to understanding that you have a creator, somebody that made you. You're on this life for a reason. Like, you're here, you have a purpose. You know, in church, we talk about the importance of reading scripture, the Bible. The Bible is quite literally the roadmap to the human's best life. And we can argue that. You can be like, no, I'm not going to. Like, for instance, the Bible says that, like, if you lie, you're going to break the trust of your friends and your people in your business or your wife or whoever. You're going to break that trust. Our daughter said a lie here a while back. And later when she said a truth, I was like, I don't know if I can believe you. And she's like, no, I'm telling you the truth. And I'm like, do you understand why I don't trust you right now or believe you? Is because earlier when we talked about this, you said a lie about it. No, but I'm telling you the truth. She had to have, it took time to build that trust back up, right? That is in the Bible. It literally says that if you do that, this is what's going to happen. That book wasn't wrote to make your life hard. It was wrote to make your life better, right? So having foundational, like getting that foundation right in life is so important because it sets the stage for everything else. And then marriage, getting the marriage right is so important. Having a good marriage where you have a good relationship with your wife or your husband, and that there is, your children aren't hearing you fight. The children know that when they're at home, home is a safe place. And if there needs to be a talk, because not everything's perfect. Sometimes there needs to be a conversation between a husband and a wife about something you disagree on. That doesn't need to happen in front of the children. That needs to happen behind closed doors, wherever that is. Maybe you go on a date night and you talk about that. Or maybe you go in the bedroom and you close the door and you talk about that. Because nothing's perfect. Because sometimes we have to have these conversations. But the children shouldn't ever see that fight. It should be a safe place, right? Getting the marriage right is so much more important than getting the finances right. Now, getting the finances right is important. But often men think that getting the finances right is the most important thing. When that's right, then I can start spending more time with my wife or my family. But truth is, like, that's a very wrong mentality, because if that's not right, you're in a very bad frame of mind to be out in the real world trying to build relationships. Like, how do you think you can build a good relationship out there if you can't build it at home first?
Very foundational things. We had a friend of ours, Myron Golden, share with us once, and he spoke about his visit over to England. And he was visiting with a friend in England. They were talking about this one building. His friend mentioned that the Queen took this one building they had. He's like, what did you mean? What do you mean? She took it. And his friend's like, well, she's the queen. She wanted the building, so she can have it, like, because she's the queen. With the idea that, coming back to faith, when we live for the king, yeah, our creator, then we do whatever he wants of us. And I think that is the root foundation. Like, that is the foundation that we need to build on, because when we're called to do something, go somewhere, then we just do it. Why? Because it's for the king.
Right.
If we live in that kingdom, it's for the king. But then all these other truths, like you mentioned in Proverbs, and all these other truths build on top of that. A lot of times, like, things will happen in life just throughout the day, and a verse, Bible verse, pops into mind a lot of times from Proverbs. One idea is like the foolish friends, in my own words, corrupt good manners. If you spend time with people that talk foolish and do foolishly, your own good manners will get corrupted. Like, it's another law. Once you have that foundation in place, everything else can build on top of it. And it's stable, it's firm. Let's talk about work-life balance. How do you balance work-life? I have an idea on it, but I'm not sure if you have the same idea.
No, I want to hear your idea first.
My idea.
I always give my idea first. So, well, it's time to get your idea.
I want to take a moment and invite you. It's in Niles, Ohio. It's going to be December the 10th. It really is about leadership. It's about growing as a person. It's about becoming a better business person, a better leader, and it spills into family. Actually, family is a more important part than business, because you can get it right in the business, but if you don't get it right in the family, it ain't going to work in the business anyway. I want to invite you to that event. It's going to be a day full of learning, and it's going to be a day full of fun. We used to do this event and always kept it to just the people in our team. And now we're going to start doing them again, but we're going to open it up to anybody that wants to attend. So if you have a business, it'd be a great event for you to attend, because you're going to learn how to work with people better. But honestly, if you're married, you should be at this event, because it'll help you understand your spouse better. And it's going to be a great day. Would love to see you guys December the 10th.
Get all the details and get your tickets at smarterroofer.com/bold. That's smarterroofer.com/BOLD. Work-life balance. I think there is probably a place to balance this, but I feel pretty strongly that you put in 100% wherever you are. So if you're at work, you are working 100%. Put all your effort into that. When you're with a family, you put in 100% of the effort. Like, you put everything you have into that. I don't know if there is a work-life balance. To an extent, there probably is. I guess it goes back to the saying, wherever you are, be there. Wherever you are, be there. That's my idea of work-life balance.
I read a book years ago. It's probably in the library. I think it's called The One Thing. I'm not 100% sure what the title is anymore. But I just remember the gist of the book was, you do that one thing. And so when you sit down in the morning, the first thing you do in your office, maybe you take 10 minutes and catch up on your emails, and then you're done for the day on your emails. It's not like, oh, I'm doing this other thing, and then you see an email come in, and so you take care of the email, then you try to jump back there, and it's like a wife trying to clean the house. You know, she's cleaning the refrigerator, and she needs to take something to the trash, and she takes it to the trash, and then she sees that, oh, there's another trash, and so she ends up taking the trash out, and then while she's walking out to the end of the lane, putting the trash away, she sees the lawn's a little high, so she goes and gets on the lawnmower, starts mowing the yard, right? And it's just one thing to the next, and then she completely forgot that she was cleaning the fridge. And we do that in business all the time. And so it's like clarifying, when you're doing that one thing, clean the fridge. When the fridge is done, go do something else. And so you're staying really clear in your day-to-day, in your business, you're getting that thing done. Work-life balance? Yeah, I'm with you. I think that we can do well with work and family at the same time. Man, for me, it's like, you know, unless I'm going out with the crew, or if I have an 8 o'clock appointment, 8:30, maybe I'm getting on a roof, I might leave earlier. But for me, a normal morning is, I can a lot of times be at home and watch the kids get on the bus, be there. Like this morning, I put the kids on the bus. Still, like, you know, get a good day's work in. And at the end of the day, like, turn my phone off, because I'm being intentional about, what do I need to do today? And then you get that done. And I think if you're intentional, you can get done in 3-4 hours what most people just kind of leisurely get done over a day's period of time. There's a lot more time in a day if we're intentional, very intentional. But then at night, there's nothing wrong. If you have a business, like, you have to lead yourself first. You have to be a good boss to yourself. And sometimes being a good boss to yourself is turning your phone off. Or if I have my phone with me, I literally can't, like, leave it go. If I have a potential customer is going to call, or somebody in the team calls at 7 o'clock at night and it's after dinner, or I'm at dinner and I see that, I can't rest until I took care of that. That's just how I am. And so I'm like, oh man, I need to call him back. Deb and I do regular date nights. We try to do twice a month. We try to do a date night. A couple of years ago, we were talking about, you know what? Like, we should just not even take our phones into, like, if we go to dinner or somewhere, we should just not even take our phones in there because they are a distraction. And so the way we do it is my wife takes her phone a lot of times, and I'll just leave mine in the car because the children have a phone. And so if they need something, they can call. So they know to call her, not me. And I'll leave it in the car. But, like, prior to that, I'd always kept my phone on me. And I remember one night at date night, like, I know it upsets my wife if I sit there and, you know, date night, I text somebody back, or I'm like, hey, I need to take this phone call date night. It's like, we may as well have not went on the date. And I remember one time, you know, somebody called me. I felt my phone vibrate in my pocket. I pull it out, look, and I see, you know, it's one of our contractors calling, and I'm sure he's got a question about a roof. I told her, I'm like, I need to go to the bathroom, right? I'll be right back, you know? And so she thinks I'm just going to the restroom, but I called him back. Hey, I'm on a date with my wife. Can I help you? Like, you know, and I took care of it. And 5 minutes later, I'm back at the table. And of course, I don't tell her, you know? And later, I thought it was funny to bring this up. Well, that wasn't really funny to her. But you figure things out as you go, you know? And for us, like, it just works well. If I leave my phone on my desk or just plug it in the charger and leave it overnight, like, it's, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, yeah, that works good for me.
You know, in business, we measure success by gross revenue or profit. How many projects? We have a measuring stick. And I guess a question came to my mind, do we have that for our marriage? Do we have it for faith? I believe faith should be integrated. It should be just who we are. So that's it's right. Throughout your whole life. Do we have some of these things in place, like marriage? Do we have a way to measure our success in maybe how often we go out for date night or spending time with the children, family, things like that? Faith, marriage, business. Can you succeed in all three? Absolutely. We're going to talk about that at the upcoming event. One thing I'm excited about there is the one session where it's taking someone and digging, really digging into their life and learning their success for marriage. How do they make it work? What did they do so that they actually make it work, even though they might be total opposites or they might have identical personalities? And it makes for a great life if these three areas are in order. These are some of the things we're going to talk about at the Leadership Conference.
Good stuff, Owen. Love it.
All righty. Tune in next episode for more wisdom from Elias.
Or Owen.
And insights from Owen. See ya.
I want to take a moment and invite you. It's in Niles, Ohio. It's going to be December the 10th. It really is about leadership. It's about growing as a person. It's about becoming a better business person, a better leader, and it spills into family. Actually, family is a more important part than business because you can get it right in the business, but if you don't get it right in the family, it ain't going to work in the business anyway. I want to invite you to that event. It's going to be a day full of learning, and it's going to be a day full of fun. We used to do this event and always kept it to just the people in our team. And now we're going to start doing them again, but we're going to open it up to anybody that wants to attend. So if you have a business, it'd be a great event for you to attend because you're going to learn how to work with people better. But honestly, if you're married, you should be at this event because it'll help you understand your spouse better. And it's going to be a great day. I'd love to see you guys December the 10th.
Get all the details and get your tickets at smarterroofer.com/bold. That's smarterroofer.com/BOLD.